The United Australia Party will be hard-pressed to win any seats in the lower house when ballots are counted tomorrow night. But if it boosts its share of the vote in parts of Sydney and Melbourne, it may be thanks to the legacy of COVID lockdowns and an uptick in support from the Muslim community. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont explains.
Outside this pre-polling station in the Western Sydney seat of Watson, the United Australia Party is right there in the mix, handing out how-to-vote cards. No one expects Clive Palmer's UAP to win in very safe Labor territory, but it's attracting voters that some might not expect. In his Bankstown cafe, Izzet Khatib is supporting the UAP. He's from a Lebanese Muslim background and says one of the party's policies is particularly appealing.
Definitely the biggest thing was the no lockdown, because as a business, we copped it, we struggled.
Izzet isn't the only one who feels the lockdown in Western Sydney was too harsh, and the UAP may be benefiting.
I'm obviously Muslim, and there's a lot of people I know that are Muslim, and there's a lot of talk going about the UAP. There seems to be like a connection that's happened between the UAP and us, you know, from the West.
Diane Yamin is another Watson resident supporting the UAP. She's from a Lebanese Christian background. Her support is also driven by the legacy of lockdowns.
There was just a lot of forcefulness going on, and our voice was taken away. It just made me want to see what else is out there.
At the Islamic Council of Victoria, Adele Salman says if the UAP has boosted its Muslim support, he's not surprised.
The lockdowns that happened in Sydney, Western Sydney in particular, which were targeting large Muslim areas, and also in Melbourne, this generated a lot of resentment within the Muslim community and I think more broadly. And so when you have a populist party talking against that, I'm not that surprised that, you know, there may be some people within the Muslim community who would actually be supportive.
The UAP won just over 4% of the vote in Watson at the last election. Candidate John Kukulis is confident of a better showing this time.
We have Muslims, non-Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists. I mean, I'm getting calls from people that I wouldn't normally expect to call me, but they're reaching out.
United Australia Party candidate John Kukulis ending that report from Norman Hermont.